The World Tourism Organization said that up to the end of May, the industry saw a 56% fall in tourist arrivals year on year, translating to $320 billion in lost revenue, three times more than in 2009 during the financial crisis. Although tourism accounts for a much bigger part of the economy in smaller countries, a few big economies will feel the hit too. Tourism is worth 7% of GDP in France and 12% in Spain. They are the number one and two destinations for holidaymakers. Goldman Sachs reached an agreement with the government of Malaysia to settle criminal charges related to the 1MDB scandal. The bank will pay $2.5 billion to the government and guarantee it receives at least another $1.4 billion from 1MDB's assets that have been seized by authorities around the world. Malaysia's finance ministry said the settlement represented Goldman's acknowledgement of misconduct by two former employees. Nissan said it was on course to register an annual net loss of 670 billion yen, or $6.4 billion. Sales in the latest quarter dropped by half compared with the same 3 months last year. Like most car makers, Nissan is reeling from plunging demand during the pandemic. Bucking that trend, PSA, the maker of Peugeots and Citroens, reported a surprise profit for the first half of the year, even though revenues plummeted. Jaguar Land Rover appointed Thierry Bolloré as its new chief executive. Mr. Bolloré was ousted as CEO of Renault in a bout of corporate bloodletting last October when the carmaker was still reeling from the Carlos Ghosn scandal. He will join JLR in September. The average age of cars on American roads has approached almost 12 years, and around a quarter are at least 16 years old, according to IHS Markit. That is the highest in two decades. In 2002, the average age was around 9.5 years. It failed to foresee the digital revolution that overthrew the market for camera film, but Kodak has been quick to seek out opportunities in the coronavirus crisis. The company signed a deal with the American government to make active pharmaceutical ingredients for generic drugs with the support of a development loan, the first under a program to boost domestic production in response to COVID-19. In the days following the announcement, Kodak's stock rose by 2,190%.